I'm sitting here with mental health pediatric nurse Jane Perry of Whittington Hospital, who is about to discuss gang-related crimes and in particular knife crime in the UK and what she's seen throughout her career.
I've been a paediatric nurse now for the last 8 years, and in the last 2 years I've worked in the mental health field side of that. I've seen an increase in gang-related crimes that have resulted in stabbings in the young people that have come onto the ward. This has had a direct impact on the workload and also dealing with the outcomes of how the families are dealing with that when they come to visit their children on the ward. This is a huge problem that seems to be spiralling out of control, and don't see an immediate resolution to the problem and believe that it may get worse over the next year.
Mental health is very serious and can lead to very serious crimes. Not all mental health illnesses come from birth, but may be developed through childhood, through an accident, or even through sport. CTE is now being seen as one of the most potent diseases when it comes to altering behavioural characteristics, with sporting icons such as former wrestler Chris Benoit and former NFL star Aaron Hernandez having severe brain damage that led to both stars committing double homicide, with Benoit also committing suicide in the process. For more information on knife crime and gang-affiliated crime, go to www.metpolice.co.uk. Or for information on the psychological aspects that can cause people to commit serious crime, go to www.nhs.co.uk/mentalhealthservices.